Other than corporate names, what are the large food stores and shopping centers called?
Chain stores, supermarkets.
What would you call a small neighborhood store other than a convenience store?
Well, an independent neighborhood store.
Is there a store that you might use when you were shopping for special foods, like specially cooked meats or something, vegetable salads and different
prepared? Delicatessen, yes.
If it had a little restaurant in it, would you call anything different?
Well, Robilio has such a setup, Cecil's. I understand that some of the new Kroger stores have the same kind of setup. And they have just barbecued chicken and barbecued pork. I don't know even any occasion when they had barbecued beef, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. But the only barbecued meats that I've ever seen were either loin or ribs, and I believe they were pork.
What kinds of things do some people have in their kitchens to heat food in, other than the stove, and they don't want to use the oven? What might they use?
Electric oven, and sometimes they can even use this charbroil type. It's a blazing. It just depends upon, I guess, this rotisserie type things, you know. Sometimes they glow with gas, and other electric skillets, ovens. We have a couple like that we use.
Quickies.
Yeah, quickies for the most
part. Yeah. Plays it cookies.
Quickie. And a haste. And make haste.
When you're hungry.
Yes.
What do you call coin-operated self-service laundries in a neighborhood or in an apartment building complex?
Coin-operated laundrette. I had an interest in that once. I would call mine laundrette.
What do you throw your dirty clothes in?
Hamper. I have a bag, too, of course.
Is there a difference between... Does your hamper have a lid?
Yes. For the most part, it would have to. It doesn't have to, but I believe that the proper construction of a hamper does have a lid on top, because this is why it's really a hamper. Otherwise, it could be just a box or some kind of container. A bag is a perforated sort of thing, and it's hung, so it's a lot air enter, so that clothes that are wet with perspiration won't mildew.
What do you call the piece of electrical, it's an appliance, I guess, that you run across the rugs to pick up dirt?
Vacuum cleaner.
What do you call the thing that you put inside it to catch the dirt that you can change?
Oh, a bag. It's usually a paper insert filter type thing. It really, it's a disposal type thing. When all of the debris goes through the vacuum itself, it collects in this bag, and when it's filled, you can very easily dispose of it by just taking the bag out and closing it up without affecting the other part of the mechanism itself. There's a kind that blows up, particularly.